News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the program Employment News. I am Shafali Singh, giving you a quick update about some of the job vacancies published in Employment News, edition dated 2nd to 8th March 2024, where you can apply. Today, we will be discussing vacancies in Employees Provident Fund Organization, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, National Bal Bhavan, National Bureau of Plant Genetic Resources, National Biodiversity Authority, and Rights Limited. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, is one of the two main social security organizations under the Government of India's Ministry of Labour and Employment and is responsible for regulation and management of provident funds in India, the other being employees' state insurance. The EPFO administers the mandatory provident fund, a basic pension scheme, and the disability or death insurance scheme. It also manages social security agreements with other countries. International workers are covered under EPFO plans in countries where bilateral agreements have been signed. As of May 2021, 19 such agreements are in place. The EPFO's top decision-making body is the Central Board of Trustees, CBT, a statutory body established by the Employees Provident Fund and Miscellaneous Provisions, EPS and MP Act 1952. Applications are invited from the eligible candidates to fill up the post of Deputy Director Audit and Assistant Director Audit in the Employees Provident Fund organization on deputation basis. The details and eligibility conditions for the posts, pro forma for application, and general terms and conditions of appointment to posts on deputation may be seen from the date of vacancy circular available at EPFO website, which is www.epsindia.gov.in. The last date of closing of the receipt of application is 45 days from the date of publication of the advertisement. Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare. Applications are invited from eligible and suitable candidates for filling up one post of staff car driver, ordinary grade, general central services, Group C, non-gazetted, non-ministerial, on deputation or absorption basis in Central Fertilizer Quality Control and Training Institute, Faridabad, which is a subordinate office under the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare. The details of the post and eligibility conditions are available on the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare's website www.agriwelfare.gov.in. Applications of willing and eligible candidates who can be spared immediately in the event of selection may be sent to Dr. Ravindra Yadav, Deputy Director, Central Fertilizer Quality Control and Training Institute, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, NH4, NIT, Faridabad, 121001, within a period of 60 days from the date of advertisement in the Employment News. National Bal Bhavan, NBB, is an autonomous institute run and funded by the Ministry of Human Resource Development, Government of India, headquartered in New Delhi. It was founded in 1956 by Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru. It was established with the purpose to provide opportunities for creative pursuits to children in the age group of 5 to 16 years. Applications are invited for the posts on deputation basis from the eligible officers of government or public sector undertaking or autonomous organizations or equivalent cadre of Government of NCT of Delhi. The vacancies are for one post of Officer in Charge Integrated Activity and one post of Curator for Museum. The last date of submission of application is 30 days from the date of publication of the advertisement in Employment News. Interested candidates presently serving in central government or state government public sector undertakings or autonomous organizations or equivalent cadre of Government of NCT of Delhi and keen to serve on deputation may please apply within prescribed time limit in the enclosed pro forma available on National Bal Bhavan website, that is www.nationalbalbhavan.nic.in. Complete application in all respects should be sent to Director, National Bal Bhavan, Kota Road, New Delhi, 110002. The National Bureau of Plant Genetic Resources, NBPGR, is a nodal agency that manages plant genetic resources, PGR, for food and agriculture in India. The NBPGR was established in 1976 and functions under the control of the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, ICAR. Eligible candidates are invited to attend a walk-in interview for one post of field assistant under the DBT-funded project, Mainstreaming Rice Land Races Diversity in Varietal Development through Genome-Wide Association Studies, a model for large-scale utilization of gene bank collections of rice at ICAR NBPGR, New Delhi, 110012 on 25th March 2024. Full details are available on the website of ICAR NBPGR, which is www.nbpgr.ernet.in. National Biodiversity Authority, an autonomous and statutory body under the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, established under Section 8 of the Biological Diversity Act 2002, having its headquarters at Chennai, invites applications for filling up the post of Administrative Officer Group A on deputation basis. In terms of National Biodiversity Authority, Recruitment and Conditions of Service of Officers and Other Employees Regulations 2006, the post is to be filled up by deputation from the serving officials of the central or state governments. Applications are invited for one post of administrative officer, non-gazetted, Group A on deputation basis. Last date for receipt of application is 45 days from the date of publication of notice in the Employment News dated 2nd March 2024 to 8th March 2024, that is 14th April 2024, 17:30 hours. For detailed advertisement and application format, please refer to NBA website www.nbaindia.org. Rights Limited, formerly known as Rail India Technical and Economic Service Limited, is a Navratna Central public sector undertaking under India's Ministry of Railways. It was incorporated on April 26, 1974 and is a multidisciplinary engineering and consultancy organization providing a comprehensive range of services from concept to commissioning in all facets of transport infrastructure and related technologies. Applications are invited from dynamic, sincere and hard-working qualified professionals for one post of General Manager, Civil Posts, one post of General Manager, Mechanical Posts, one post of Additional General Manager, Marine Structural Engineering, five posts of Senior Manager, Sustainability, and two posts of Assistant Manager, Sustainability. For further details, candidates may see the detailed advertisement posted on RITES website, www.rites.com. Information about these vacancies have been published in Employment News. There are more vacancies advertised in the journal. Should you wish to read about these employment opportunities in greater detail and more, you may refer to the job journal titled Employment News for information in English and Rozgar Samachar for information in Hindi and Urdu. It is published by the Publications Division, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, and made available every Saturday.
You are listening to Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a website, newsonair.com. You may email opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as subject.